Heather Duplessy-Allen.
And speaking of which, by the way, the company at the centre of it, what are they called? Exclusive Property Management. They're going to be with us at 5:15 to talk us through it. It's 4:10. Now, the country's largest bank, ANZ, has reported net profit is up 4% to $1.1 billion in the 6 months ending March. At the same time, the bank says it has seen a surge in customers struggling to make their mortgage repayments. Antonia Watson is the bank chief executive and with us now. Hey, Antonia.
Hi, Heather. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Can you really justify another increase in net profit at a time when people are struggling?
Well, when you look at the increase and look at where it's come, it has actually come in our credit impairment line. So we have taken less provision for future bad and doubtful debts this half than we did in the last two halves. Revenue is under pressure, costs are under pressure, just like every other business is seeing, but we have had an advantage from that credit provision.
Have you noticed how much higher your net interest margin is here in New Zealand than it is in Australia?
Yes, but we're not comparing like for like there. We've got very different shaped businesses. And one of the biggest things that's different between us and Australia that ends up being reflected in our net interest margin is that we have to hold more capital here. So compared to our Aussie cousins, they have a much lower amount of capital that their regulator requires them to hold compared to us in New Zealand.
So just tell me if this is right. So in Australia, the net interest margin, this is basically the money you make on the customers, is 1.56%. In New Zealand, it's 2.56%. Is that right? A difference of 100 basis points.
I don't know the 1.56% exactly what part of the business is, but that may be for the whole group, which encompasses 30 different countries, some institutional customers, some retail customers.
So that's the average.
Customers.
That's the average?
Yes. Yeah.
So we are paying a full 100.
The measure of profitability that's the best way to compare is the return on equity, because that accounts for the different capital bases.
Yes, I know, but what
market.
I'm interested in here, and I do understand that from your perspective that would be important, but what I'm interested in here is how much more money you're making off New Zealand customers than others. So we're paying 100 basis points more than the average that ANZ makes off everybody else, right? The Reserve Bank says what you were quoting before, which is the amount of capital you hold, is only responsible for, I think it was about 0.6%. So how do you account for the rest of it?
So what I would look at is globally, and we've done some really detailed analysis that you'll see as part of our Commerce Commission market study submission. Globally, we make about an average return on equity. The average bank that looks like us makes 12 to 13%. We made 11.7% in this half. That number has come down as we put in more capital, as the RBNZ capital rules have changed. So that's lower than it was in 2019. So our shareholders have worn a chunk of that increase in capital. So, you know, when you look at us comparatively globally, we are averagely profitable or a bit lower than averagely profitable. And that's the thing that I'd look at if I was a customer.
How much worse is it for people at the moment? How many customers have you seen struggling to make their mortgage repayments?
It's tough out there. We have seen an increase in customers. So customers that are that have not made payments for more than 90 days, that's increased from 60 basis points, so 0.6% of our book, to 0.65 over the last half. That increase is slowing down, but it is still on the increase, and I'd expect to see it continue to increase. What we are seeing is far more resilience amongst our customer base, and that's personal and business customers, than we might have expected in a downturn like this. So I think people did come into the downturn with decent buffers. They'd paid down early when interest rates were lower, and you know, we were during COVID when people weren't travelling as much or spending as much or going out as much. So there's some good buffers in the system, but there are still definitely an increase in hardship, and we're seeing people wearing a bit more pain. Now, what I'd urge people to do, we're doing a lot of proactive calling and contacting our customers, but if anyone feels that they're struggling to meet their any repayments to the bank, contact us as soon as possible, because there are a lot of ways we can help. And the longer you leave it, the harder it is for us to help you.
Yeah. Hey, Antonia, thank you. Appreciate your time as always. It's Antonia Watson, ANZ Bank's chief executive.
For more from Heather Duplessy-Allen Drive, listen live to News Talk ZB from 4 p.m. weekdays, or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.